Okay, we're picking up with Pei Vav Amud Beis. We'll just give a little bit of background. Again, Rava was saying that Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim as to when Maimed Har Sinai actually happened, he says that everyone agrees that they came on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Now, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, he said it was Pashat, that everyone agrees because he had a drasha, how he got to that it was on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and everyone also agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos. So then Rava said, we'll pick up from there, Ki Pligi, five lines from the top, Ki Pligi, from the bottom rather, of Pei Vav Amud Beis, Ki Pligi, Bikviya Diyarcha. When was Rosh Chodesh Sivan? Rabbi Yossi Sefer Bechad B'Shavik V'Yarcha, Rabbi Yossi holds that the first day, meaning Sunday, was the first day of Rosh Chodesh, was Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and then the Gemara before, now the Gemara should have just mentioned, and the Chachamim hold that it was Monday, but before it says that the Chachamim hold it Monday, there's going to be a whole digression over here to elaborate on Rabbi Yossi's Shita. The Gemara says, V'Chad B'Shavik Lomar, that on Sunday Moshe didn't say any halacha, any commandment to Klal Yisrael, because on that day people were very exhausted from their journey. I was wondering, the pasuk says, "Vasiyas chamal kanfen esharim." Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us on the eagle's wings. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, that we didn't have such a tough journey. But I guess even the little bit that we went through, is still enough to assume that Moshe gave us a break on the day that we got to the day that Klal Yisrael got to the Midbar of Sinai. And then B'Tshrei B'Shabbos Amar Lehu, then V'atem Tehillim Amlachas Kohanim. Then he gave us the commandment according to Rabbi Yossi that on Monday. So then he gave them that you should be Melachas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. That was the thing that he said over there. Just it would be helpful to have the psukim, because it's really, Rashi points out, it's really Pasuk Gimel through, really the whole, everything that you could find is if you have Perek Yotes, Pasuk Aleph through Tezayin, is really that whole, is going to be this whole Machlokes, the whole Hemshech of this Amud over here. So from Pasuk Gimel through Pasuk Vav, it says, Moshe Alayim V'Yakrel Hashem Anahar, Memar Kosa Mar Levesa Hakav V'Tegel Yisrael, Atem Rizim Asher Sizim Asher V'Yisrael 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 V'Atayim Shemot Yishmel V'Kol Yishmartim Barisi V'Yisrael 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 And then, V'Atem Tehillim Machlas Goyim V'Goy Kadosh, Ilad Rebesh Erdevel B'nei Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yossi, that is what was stated to them on Monday. So that is what Rashi comes out with as when they gave this halacha. So now let's continue on to the next Talmud. B'tlasa, Amar lo mitzvahs hagbala. So then on Tuesday, the third day, meaning on the Tuesday, then he gave them the mitzvah of the boundaries of the har. So then he gave them over there. That was said. That was in pasuk Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. That parsha v'gbalta sa'am saviv le'mor sham lachem alos par. That they had to be careful for where they were allowed to go to. If anyone had touched the har, where they would be stoned. The person's not allowed to go too close to Har Sinai. And then Ba'arba Avot Prisha on Wednesday, they had literally meaning that they made the separation, meaning the halacha that they were no longer allowed to be with their wives anymore. So that is why Rabbi Yossi comes with again. So we had Sunday was Rosh Chodesh. Monday he said, "Atem Yotzei Mechlas Kadosh." Tuesday was that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai and then gave the commandment of the Higbalta Sahar. And then according to him, Wednesday they had three full days of separating for the wives. So you had Wednesday, Thursday, and well, that's a Shiloh. Then Friday, we'll get to that. And then Shabbos, the Torah was given to them on Zion Sivan. So now Rava is going to explain what did the Rabbanan hold. So Rava says, Rabbanan Savre, the Rabbanan hold. Rabbanan Savrei betray b'Shabbos, b'Shabbos ikva yarche. No, really, when was Rosh Chodesh? Was Monday. So therefore, Monday they came to Midbar Sinai, betray b'Shabbos alomar levelamideh. Again, same thing. They agree. The first day Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell them any halachas. They just arrived. It was just that day of Rosh Chodesh. He didn't tell them any special halachas. Then, so betray levelamideh mishum chush d'orecha because of the long journey. B'tlasa, on Amar Lehu, on Tuesday, he told him the following, V'atem to you, Leim, Alachas Gonim, Kodosh, he gave them that halacha, that they should be the holy nation. And then he said, Ba'arba Malu, on Wednesday, he gave the mitzvah of Hagbala, about setting the boundaries for Har Sinai, Bechamishe, Avot Prisha, and then on Thursday, they had the halacha that they'd separate from their wives, Thursday and Friday, and then Shabbos, already the third day, they were allowed to be given the Torah. They were not allowed, meaning that the wives, they poured from their wives enough time, they'd be allowed, and they were given the Torah on Shabbos. So now the Gemara is Akasha and Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, Mesive the Akasha, based on the Pasuk says, V'kidashtem hayom u'machar, that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says that in Pasuk Yud of that everything we're talking about, again, Perek Yotes over there, that the Pasuk says, V'kidashtem u'machar, Moshe Rabbeinu told them to tell the people that they tell them that today and tomorrow that you have to be careful to not have to, today and tomorrow sounds like today, and then it would be, so that would have been, according to Rabbanan, makes sense, it should be Thursday and Friday. So then, So then, according to this, there were 2 days, it seems to be only 2 days that they had the halacha. According to Rabbi Yossi, he had 3 full days before him. So the Gemara says, Kashla Rabbi Yossi, this seems to contradict Rabbi Yossi, who sold that the command was on Wednesday, they had 3 full days of Prisha, according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara answers, Amar Lecha Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said the following, Yom Echad Hosif Moshe Medaito, that Moshe Rabbeinu decided to add an extra day based on his own drasha of the Pasuk. So the Gemara is answering that really it was on Wednesday Hashem gave them to only for 2 days, and it really should have been fundamentally Friday could have been the day where the Torah was given. However, Moshe Rabbeinu decided, based on the drasha which we're going to see, that the Torah should have been given on Shabbos. So the question the Ramban obviously asks, what do you mean? What's going on over here? That Moshe Rabbeinu came to the conclusion by darshaning out the Pesukim, then if Moshe Rabbeinu was doing that, then it was really just the will of Hashem. Why was it using the lashon of Moshe Rabbeinu Hosif Daito that he did it on his own? So Ramban answers that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was aware that Moshe might come to this conclusion, he gave them the leeway in darshaning out the Pesukim. That meaning if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come to this drasha and didn't add the additional day, then Hashem would have been masking him to that as well. So meaning, however, if Moshe Rabbeinu came to that this drasha, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have agreed to that. So now the Gemara says, so where do we see that Moshe Rabbeinu decided to add a day? The sign of the Brisa tells us, Shlosha Dvarim Asa Moshe Medaito. There are 3 things that Moshe Rabbeinu did under his own understanding. Veskim Kosh Baruch Hu, and then Kosh Baruch Hu agreed with him in each of those cases. Hosif Yom Echad Medaito. The first one is this very halacha that he added 1 day of, again, this Brisa was apparently Lifi Shitas Rabbi Yossi, that he added 1 day it was really supposed to be Friday the Torah was given, and he added 1 day to make on Zion Sivan, they gave it on Shabbos. So Perish Mene Isha Moshe Rabbeinu permanently separated from his wife. He did not have any relations with her from the moment he got the Torah. V'shibar seluchas, he decided to throw and break the luchas when Klal Yisrael decided to do the Eglazav, Moshe Rabbeinu came down and threw down the luchos and shattered them in front of this. So the Gemara is going to discuss all this. So now the Gemara analyzes those 3 cases. The Gemara starts with the first one. Hosif Yom Echad Medaito. The Braisa tells us that he added 1 day on his own understanding that everyone should be machmer on Friday, also not be with their wives, and only give the Torah on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, why did he have, what was his drasha? My darsh, what was the drasha that he came to this conclusion? So the Gemara says, Hayom Umachar. Moshe's interpretation given the Pasuk says today and tomorrow. And his drasha was the following. Hayom Kimachar, that referring to today is similar to tomorrow. And meaning these words are mentioned together, they're going to have a similar meaning. So what does that mean? Ma'ala machar leilo imo, afayom leilo imo. So just like tomorrow, that it has the night before as well as included the preceding night, meaning we know that most context of the day is following the previous night. By erev avoker, right? The night comes before. Afayom leilo imo, so too when it comes today, you need to have the previous night. However, when was this halacha? When did I tell them about the 3 days? Hashem already commanded me during the daytime already, so he missed the previous night. So therefore, Shmamina Treyome Lebarma Ina. Moshe Rabbeinu therefore learned out from this that it's going to be 2 additional full days where you have it today and tomorrow, meaning that you have the Laila and the day. So this is only given on Wednesday. So you miss out on Wednesday, so then you have to have full day of Thursday, Friday, then only Shabbos can you come to Matan Torah. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu came to Dorsha Pesukim Lefi Shitas Rabbi Yossi. So then the Gemara continues. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu agreed with this. How do I know that Kosh Baruch Hu agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu's interpretation? Because the fact that the Shechina didn't come down to Har Sinai until the morning of Shabbos morning, as we saw before, Rabbi Yossi agreed. Everyone agrees that it was happening on Shabbos. So if it was only on Shabbos, then Moshe Rabbeinu must be that Hashem agreed to how Moshe Rabbeinu bedorish the psukim, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu learned it out well. So Gemara says, Uperish min Isha Moshe separated from his wife. My darish, how did he come to this conclusion? What did he learn out? The Gemara says, Nasa kavachomer beatzvo. So he made a kavachomer. What was the argument? Amar. Umay Yisrael shal lidbar shechino iman elo sha'achas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only coming to speak to them one time with Maimon Har Sinai. So then, if at Maimon Har Sinai, Hashem was only speaking to them once, and yet, v'kavalon zman, and also he set a time for when that was going to be. Then, Amra, what did happen? Amra Torah, still, v'yonachim la'i altik shu'isha. How did they prepare for this? They were not supposed to have any relations with their wives, but 3 days before the, or 2 days, whatever, exactly which Shita Tanaim, they had to prepare themselves before going to Har Sinai. So, Anish, the Kol Shav, Shav Shechina, Medeber Esim, it could be any second the Shechina could talk to me, but Inu Kovel Ezman, it doesn't necessarily even tell me when it's going to be, it could happen at any second. So then, Alachas Kavakama, how much more so do I have to separate from my wife, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu made this Kavachomer and decided that he was no longer allowed to be with his wife, so therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu completely stopped himself from having marital relations with Kosh Baruch Hu. I don't know that Kosh Baruch Hu agreed with him. The Pasuk says, Lechem or Lahem, Shuva Lachem, Lo Alechem. The Pasuk says, to Klal Yisrael, Lechem or Lahem, go tell Klal Yisrael that they could go, Lo Al is a lashon of, is a nice way of saying, Lo Alechem is referring to not just your tents, but go back to your wives and have relations with your wife. And the Pasuk afterwards says, however, but you, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to stand here with me, meaning that this pasuk is telling you that Kosh Baruch Hu is distinguishing Moshe and telling him that you're different than the rest of the people, that they can go back to their wives, however you should not be go back to your wives. So therefore, it seems that Kosh Baruch Hu agreed with Moshe's Kavachomer, and therefore he did the right thing by abstaining from relations permanently from his wife. And there's another way that, how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem agreed to what Moshe Rabbeinu said? So some say from the Ve'ista Amrei, Pel Pe Adavar, what a famous Maisa, oh, this week's Parsha. Actually, for those in Eretz Yisrael, you guys are a Parsha behind those in Chutz La'aretz, but those in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be this week's Parsha, is Baal Oscha, is Pel Pe Adavar in Shvi, we're going to lane, that Kosh Baruch Hu, Moshe and Aaron and Miriam said Lashon Hara about Moshe, and the Gufa Rashi over there quotes this Midrash that that was what they were arguing, that they said that what happened was Eldon and Medad's wives were saying that they overheard Tzipporah saying, oh, I feel badly that they were chosen to become Nevi'im because they're going to separate them like Moshe been separated from me. And then Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe that he separated. If we're also Nevi'im, and so too, why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying his wives Moshe think he's so great that he can't have relations with his wife if me and you, Aaron and Miriam, are saying to each other, we also have a relation with our wives, and yet we are able to be Nevi'im. So then the Hashem defended Moshe Rabbeinu and yelled at them. He said, Pel Rabbeinu was saying the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu is a greater Navi than you. So therefore Hashem was defending Moshe's Navius that is higher than yours, and I call him any time, and therefore he was right. So that defense of Moshe clearly shows that Hashem was happy that Moshe Rabbeinu was not with his wife. So the Gemara now analyzes the third case of Moshe decided to act on his own. Shibar Sluchos, when Moshe Rabbeinu decided to break the Luchos. So the Gemara says, my Darish. So what was the drasha that he had? The Gemara says, now Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu said the following, Ma Pesach. We know that when it comes to the Pesach offering, Shu Echad Mitzvah Mitzvahs, which is one of the 613 commandments, Amra is only meaning it's only one of the 613 commandments. The Torah tells us, Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yachabo, that that no person who is a Ben Nechar, who is this Ben Nechar over here, Rashi points out, it's a Mumar, that in this case, there's usually two types of Mumar. Mumar is either just a reference to non-Jew. This case, probably a Mumar who's a Jew, someone who decides to, let's say, violate Shabbos in public, or just violate Shabbos, doesn't deny Shabbos, denies any of the mitzvahs, and says that they're not from Shemayim, or if he does a Avodah Zarah, any of those people are considered a Mumar. So it says that a Mumar is not shayach to, he's not allowed to do the Korban Pesach. So then, HaTorah Kula Khan. So over here, the Torah, entire Torah is going to be given to Klal Yisrael, and yet, V'Yisrael Mumarim, and all the Jews are going to be people who throw away the Torah and deny the Torah. They're doing Avodah Zarah, they did Ilegal Azav. So Allah Chas Kama Kama, much more so, they are going to be unfit for the Torah. So the Gemara says, also it's interesting over here, that here, HaTorah Kula Khan, that the entire Torah is being given. We know that only the Ten Commandments are given, not the entire Torah. So why is it referenced to entire Torah? So there's two very interesting pshatim that some say that based on Rav Sadia Gaon's famous idea, Rashi and Chumash quotes this Rav Sadia Gaon, that the whole Torah is basically comes out, is derived from the Aseret Dibros. That you could take, Rav Sadia Gaon doesn't. His Sefer Mitzvahs of Rav Sadia Gaon was just what he wrote for Shavuos. And you know, the Yom of Shavuos, he wrote a whole poetic thing of writing all what fits into all the categories of the Aseret Dibros, all the 613 mitzvahs, Lafi, what category they fit into in the Aseret Dibros. So that's why it was a reference to all of it. The Torah Kula, the Beis Halevi has another famous answer. He says that the fundamental difference between the first Luchos and second Luchos, the first Luchos actually had the entire Torah written on them, Torah Shabbat, Pet Torah Shabbat, and everything was going to be clear cut and given to Klal Yisrael. And the Beis Halevi has a whole shtickle Torah about that, but that's a very interesting pshat also. And he said the second Luchos, Psal Lecha, was also, that was when we had to start working hard in a Melus B'Torah, which he actually thinks was not necessarily a bad thing. But either way, getting back to over here, we see that the Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu decided to break the Luchos because Klal Yisrael had violated and their Mumar for Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Gemara says, Menal Deheskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't know HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to what Moshe Rabbeinu did and said, you did a good job. So the Vasa says, Shnemar Asher Shibarta. The Pasuk says, Asher Shibarta, Vemar Shlakash, Yishar Koch, Asher Shibarta. As a drasha that he says, good job that you decided to break the luchas. What is the asher koyach? Rashi points out that the word of asher is lashon which is like ishur. Ishur is like to give ishur. You need a confirmation. You did like to write in ishur to get places in there. It's a modern Hebrew means also in ishur to get places. You need is like a permission, the affirmation. So over here also, so that the Torah was saying that over here you're saying asher koyach that you did well. A fight. So Gemara goes back to machlokas Rabbi Yosef and Chachamim regarding when was Matan. matan Torah. The Gemara now says, Tashma, we can learn a proof from the following. Because Baruch Hu said to Moshe that it should be prepared for the third day. That implies that after 2 days of not having a relationship with the wife, that they should be on the third day ready for the Torah. Kash Rabbi Yossi, this seems to be against Rabbi Yossi. Again, it implies that only 2 days like we had before of Hayom Machar. So it means, it seems to imply that as long as they were Thursday and Friday had abstained, that's enough, and the Shabbos can be ready for the Torah. So Gemara says, so Hamarin on Yom Echad to see Moshe Breito. No, yeah, that's correct. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had originally told Moshe. But once Moshe was Dorish this extra day, that even Friday he thought that they should, so then that, since Moshe Rabbeinu was adding that extra day, then according to Rabbi Yossi, then there would be no Shaila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally intended maybe potentially only have 2 days, but then originally, then Moshe Rabbeinu decided to add the third one. So now the Gemara wants to bring another proof. The Gemara says Tashma. Another proof from the Baisa. Shlishi b'chodesh. The third is referring to the third day of the month. The Gemara is going to explain what the third day of the month really means. So then, Ushlishi b'shabbos. Also the third day of the week, meaning it implies that the month that was going on the third day of the week was Tuesday, that the first day of the month fell out on a Sunday. So then the Gemara is bringing a proof now. The other way, for Rabbi Yossi, implies that for Shchodesh was Sunday, and this Gemara was given on Tuesday, then that follows Kash L'Rabbanan, since it follows Rabbi Yossi, and contradict the Rabbanan, who say that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. So the Gemara answers, Amar Lecha Rabbanan, so Rabbanan are going to answer for you, Hamani, who is this Tana, the Braiser? Yeah, you're right, it's in fact Rabbi Yossi, and really this is actually disagreeing with Shitas Chachamim, but if you have Braises, a lot of times the Braises, the Stam Braises are going to be against the different Tanaim over here. We hold like Rabbanan, this is a Shita Tanaim, so this is not a problem. Rabbi Yossi, this Braise is like Rabbi Yossi, which we don't follow. So Gemara continues now, Shlishi Lemai. So now when we said the third, what was this Lashon we said in the beginning? Shlishi Shibichod, Shlishi Bichai, what's this third of what? There's the reference to the following Dresha, Vayeshav Moshe as Divrei Ha'am El Hashem. The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he brought back the words of the people of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he said back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Siv, and it says, "Vayagid Moshe Divrei Ha'am El Hashem." Moshe related the words back to the people. So the Gemara says, "Ma'amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Ma'amar Lo Meisol Moshe." What was this back and forth over here? Ma'amar Lo Meisol Moshe, Ma'ishiv Lem Moshe Lifnei Agvura. What did Moshe respond to them? The Braisa is referring to the problem that the psukim that says Vayeshev Moshe Divrei Hashem, immediately afterwards we said Vayagid Moshe Divrei Hashem also, and it doesn't say anything in between. So it says Vayomer Hashem Al Shonei Chibah Be'Avanan, Rashi points out, and then after that, that it doesn't seem to say that there was any response that was necessary after that, and so then what was the response that he had to have for Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara therefore says, well, one approach to answer this, the Gemara says, Zo Mitzvah Hakvala, that this is reference to the commandment of making the proper boundaries around Har Sinai. Zo Divrei Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and these are the words of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. That's what he says. That's when it says that it says Vinei Ba'Avtzecha Anan. That's a reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling the setting the boundaries. And then even though it's Rashi points out that this was mentioned later in the Pesukim, that it must have been though in Echanami that it was really mentioned earlier the day earlier to give this commandment. However, the Gemara now quotes a different approach. The Gemara now says Rabbi says that this commandment was the following: Rabbi Omer Betchila Pirish Oncha, that in the beginning Moshe did. First describe the punishment for not observing the Torah, the Chsiv Vayeshev Moshe, Vayeshev, the language or lashon of bringing back. Dvarim Shem Vavin Daitul Shel Adam, that it's, that this alluding to the fact that this is something that people, Mishabavin, that they reject, Rashi seems to imply, lashon of rejecting, or they repel you off, that a person's mind, or Sadagon seems to be, they shatter, whatever it is, this lashon is that they a person is not, is scared from this. So, Lefasov Pirish Matashar, and then Moshe Rabbeinu told them the reward for accepting the Torah, the Chsiv Ayagid Moshe Rabbeinu related, Dvarim Shem Moshlin Libo Shel Adam Ka Gada, that things that bring into a person's heart, like Agada, we know is a nice lashon of the Gemara's over here. Agada is a lashon of saying nice stories and things like that. That obviously attracts a person to hear beautiful stories in Midrasha. If a person loves hearing nice stories, that Rav Schechter sleeps on while he's on his shirim. He always mentions in his Eden shirim, he always has always a lot of stories about Gedolim. It definitely helps bring a flavor to the shir. So here also, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying very nice things like Divrei Agada, that and we're able to bring in Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah. Now the Gemara quotes the third approach. There are those who say, in the beginning Moshe Rabbeinu described the reward for keeping the Torah. This is Moshe. Over here, that a person's restoring a person's mind. That's Meshivin over here. Then he described the punishment for a person who doesn't observe the Torah. Moshe, the pasuk says, Moshe related vayaged dvarim shekashin ladam kegidin. These are over here. Things are very strong on a person, very hard, harsh, like gidin over here. These gidin are type. Rashi points out types of bitter herbs. So over here, they're very strong. So that's how this mandamar explains what Moshe did the back and forth, Moshe Rabbeinu and Klai swore. So now the Gemara again wants to bring back another proof from Yossi. The Gemara says, Tashma, Shishi Bechodesh, the sixth day of the sixth day of the month, Shishi B'Shabbos was the sixth day of the week, which is Friday. Now, if it's Friday, everyone agrees that Shabbos was the day of Matan Torah, so if Friday was falling out on Shishi, that seems to follow Rabbi Yossi. Kash Rabbanan, this brace is against Rabbi the Rabbanan, because it implies that Friday was the day of the sixth day of the month. According to Rabbanan, Shabbos was the sixth day of the month. The Gemara says, I'm not Rabbi Yossi, that this also is, Bryce is also following Shitas Rabbi Yossi, and so now that we're asked, so Shishi Lamai, that when, before we can answer that it was the day Moshe Rabbeinu was lecturing to the people, so what is this referring to, like, the sixth day of what? So Gemara answers, Rav Amar, Rava says that it was Lechanias, on the sixth day of their encampment over there, that the Jewish people arrived at Sinai on the first of Sivan, which was, according to Rabbi Yossi, was Sunday. So the Bryce is telling the sixth day of when they arrived, that is Shishi Lechanias. Now the Gemara says, Ravacha Bar Yaakov Amar Limasa, that it was the sixth day following their departure from their previous location, that was the 6 days we had before. So now the Gemara just points out that we see that according to Rava, they came to Har Sinai the day before, meaning that they left on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that there's really a machlokas about what happened in Mara. The Gemara says, "Come, let's think about Shabbos to Mara." So they disagree with what happened at Mara. Mara, we know, was the first place they came to after they went through, after they crossed the Yamsuf. So they came to Mara. So at that point, they were given the laws of Shabbos. Tichsiv. The pasuk says, "Kasher tzivcha Hashem lokecha." The pasuk says that they were given specifically by Shabbos. It says, "As you were commanded." Where were you commanded beforehand? So we know that Shabbos, it must have been that you were commanded about Shabbos. The Gemara, we also learn out that they're given Shabbos, Paraduma, and Dinim. That's what Rashi quotes. And Chumash over there, that's what we learn out that they were given. So in this regard, we assume that they were given halachos of Shabbos. So Gemara now says, "V'amar Rav Yudah Marav, Kasher Tzivcha b'Mara," that we command you at Mara. So the machlokas Rav and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, how far that goes. Mar Savar on Shabbos, that Rav holds on Shabbos, they were commanded only on Shabbos, meaning on the 39 malachos. However, Tchumin lo ikbud, that they're going to be recommended on the laws of Tchumin, of the boundaries of how to go one place more than the other. Rava holds that they weren't given this halacha at Mara, so therefore there'd be no issue for them to travel on Shabbos. The Rishonim was just bothered by it. According to Rava, there's no problem with them traveling on Shabbos. What about the whole din of Hotzah, about carrying? How could it be that they were able to carry from place A to place B? That's one of the Avos Malachos. So the answer, I think the Rabban and others, they give an answer that maybe that they put everything on an animal, and therefore it would only be Mechamer, which is still an Isra Raisa of leading an animal, but it wouldn't be still Isra Hotzah, so maybe it could be that was an answer how to get around that, according to Rava, why was it Mutter for them? Because if they weren't given that at Mara, it would only be given to them at Har Sinai. Okay, either way, the Gemara says, "Mar Savar Tchumin Nami Ikba." No, but however, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he's going to hold that they were commanded even on the halachas of Tchum Shabbos, of traveling 2,000 amos outside its limits on Shabbos, and therefore they didn't travel on Shabbos. For this reason, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was assuming before that they came to their journey on Sunday. That's Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said Lamasa, and that it was the sixth day following their departure from their previous location because they actually traveled on Sunday. So now the Gemara wants to bring a proof. The Gemara says, "Tashma Nisan Shabo Yatu Yisrael Mitzrayim." So we have the proof from what it is that Har Sinai was, because Nisan was when the Jewish people left Egypt. We know that. But Arba Asar Shacht Pischaim, on the 14th, they had the commandment to sacrifice the Pesach offering. Of a Chamisha Shayas, on the 15th, they left. And that evening, all the Bechoros died. So which the Gemara assumes that, what do you mean? That evening implies that the night of the 15th. That's not true. So the Gemara says, meaning the night after the 15th. La'erev Saka Daitach would imply that evening is implying the night after the 15th, meaning the night of the 16th. Elam Mibarev Laku Bakars. No, meaning it means Mibarev, they were the evening before, meaning the night before the 15th, not this night of the 16th, rather the night before the 15th. So meaning the Lail, after Yadalik, the Lail Tesva. The Gemara says, V'asso Yom Chamishi B'Shavas Haya, and that day, the 15th of Nisan, was a Thursday. So now the Gemara says, so Agav Tosus pointed out, if that day was a Thursday, that's the Raya, that the day before then was, that the Shabbos before, that the 4 days before then was Shabbos, and that was the day where they were commanded to take the Pesach offering. And that's why there is the minhag of Shabbos HaGadol. That's why Tosafot says that's the lashon of why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. The Torah quotes this idea because that was a big miracle. They took the Pesachim, the gods of the Elilim, of the Egyptians, and they did try to kill them, and nothing happened to Klal Yisrael, and they were saved. That's why it's already called Shabbos HaGadol, because the big miracle that happened that year, that's what Tosafot points out why it's called Shabbos HaGadol. So now the Gemara says, "V'osu yom chamisha b'Shabbos." That was a Thursday, we just mentioned. Midameich sar b'Nisan chamisha b'Shabbos. Since the 15th of Nisan was on a Thursday, Reish Yarcha di'ir Shabbosa. So then the Rosh Chodesh Iyar must have been 16 days later, Rashi points out, because we assume that Nisan is always Malay, is always full, and a full month is either, Chaser is always 29 days in the calendar month, and Malay is always going to be 30 if you go after a lunar month, depending on which year. Usually it's going to be the calendar year of a lunar year is only 354 days as opposed to 365, so certain days are going to have 29 and 30 days in the months. And it would follow the month of Sivan is going to be 29, because Rashi points out that usually it would alternate between a full month of a Malay being 30, and then the month after usually would be 29, a Chaser month, which is 29. So therefore, Nisan is always 30, the next month of Iyar is usually going to be 29, Rashi points out. And so then the Gemara said, if that's the case, that would come out, that the month of Sivan would be on a Sunday, and that would be the Chora following Kasher Rabbanan. The following Rabbi Yossi assumes that Rosh Chodesh was on a Sunday. According to Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh was only on a Monday. So the Gemara rejects this. The Gemara says, Amar l'cha Rabbanan, how the Rabbanan getting out of this? They're going to say, Iyar d'ishaita ibure ibrei, that year they extended Iyar of that year. Since the extended year of that year, therefore, they didn't follow the usual pattern, and therefore they made two malays back to back. They usually don't do two malays back to back. They don't make 30 days back to back, but here, apparently they did do two malays back to back. So that is the Gemara continues, Tashma de lo Ivra, but we could bring a briar that they didn't make ER 30 days. How do we know that? From the following. Because Nisan Shabayatzi Yisomim Mitzrayim, the month of Nisan, which Klal Yisrael left Egypt, Barabasar Shachtu Pesachim, on the 14th of that month, they shechted the Korban Pesach, but Chamisha Shayatzi, on the 15th, left the Adav Lakha Bechor. So we're quoting a similar price that starts off similar to the one we just seen. And that evening, meaning it sounds like the night after the 15th, the night of the 16th, the Bechoris are being killed in Mitzrayim. So the witch of Gemara asked the same question we had before in the Brisa, the Erev Sakha Daitach, that evening implying the night after the 15th, the night of the 16th, it can't be. Elala Imab Erev Lakha Bechor, no, the night of the 15th, is when the night before the 15th, meaning Leil Tesvav, was the night that the Bechoris had been killed. Now the Gemara says, Ve'osa Yom Chamisha B'Shabbos Hayu, that day, the 15th of Nisan was a Thursday. Hishlim Nisan was complete, was 30 days long, where we said before is Malay. Ve'ira, Ira, Lios B'Shabbos, and Ira was going to fall out on a Shabbos. Chaser Ira, however, Ira was Chaser. It says explicitly that it was only 29 days long. Chaser is always going to be 29 days long. So that's not like they wanted to claim that Iyar was not chaser, so we're going to have a problem with that. V'Iyar, so V'Iyar, Sivan, Lios, Be'echam, Shabbos, and therefore Sivan was on Sunday, Kash, Rabbanan, and this seems to disagree with Rabbanan. This price explicitly disagrees with Rabbanan. The Gemara says, you're right, this price is disagreeing with Rabbanan. This price must be Hamani, Rabbi Yossi. This price is going to follow Shitas Rabbi Yossi. However, the Rabbanan disagree, and they're going to hold the month of Iyar, and that year was, in fact, was Malay as well. Now the Gemara wants to bring another proof. The Gemara says, Amar, Papa, Tashma, Vayisuma, Elim, Vayavo, Kalas, Mitzrayal, Bachamisha, Sar, Liyom, Lachodesh, Hashini. They went from Elim, and then all of Kaisel, they went to the Midbar Sin on the 15th day of the month, and they landed in Israel of Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk Ksiv also Yom Shabbos Hayah, on the 15th of Iyar was a Shabbos. Why? How do I know that? The Pasuk says, by Moshe Rabbeinu Uvelki Arisim Eskavod Hashem, in the morning you're going to see the glory of Hashem, you're going to see the manna. That was referring to the next day. Uchsev Shesh Emetalakdu, 6 days are going to gather that man. Now the 6 days seemingly are going to be a consecutive weekdays. So since Moshe would tell them they're going to gather for 6 straight days, it must be that this was given to them on Shabbos, and the next day was going to be Yom Rishon. They're going to have it for 6 straight days through Friday until the next Shabbos. Udu Mechezer Be'erb Shabbos. So now since the 15th of Iyar was falling out on Shabbos, Reish Yarcha Desivan Chad B'Shabbos, would imply that the beginning of the month of Sivan, which would seemingly be 15 days later, because Rashi points out that Iyar was going to be Pasha's 29 days, so then it's going to be on a Sunday, Kash Rabbanan, this was going to disagree with Rabbanan. So the Gemara says over here also, that year they extended Iyar, not to make it Chaser, but rather Iyar was going to be Male. So there was 30 days as opposed to 29. So now the Gemara says, another Raya, the Gemara says, Amar le'Rav Chavina b'chazon le'Rav Ashi. So then he says, the Tashma can bring another proof. So now we're talking about the second year, the first month of the second year, meaning Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year, the Mishkan, they erected the Mishkan. Tana, the Braisa taught us, Oso Yom Natal Asar HaTorah. That day, 10 crowns came down to the world. So it's 10 special things. Rashi, for those in Chutz Haaretz, will be this week's Parsha. In Parsha's Naso quotes this. In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Naso. For those in Chutz Haaretz, you're going to have Rashi quotes this because of Birkas Kohanim and the Nisim were both in Parsha's Naso, and they're both considered part of the 10 things. Rishon, the Meister Bereishis, it was the first day Hashem created the world. That would be assuming that if you assume Nisan was when Hashem created the world. Rishon, the Nisim, the first day that the Nisim in Parsha's Naso brought all the special korbanos. Rishon, the Kuna, that's why we don't say the Tachanan on a very happy momentous occasion for Klai Yisrael, even that is because no one says Tachanun Nisan because of that. Rishon Lekuhuna, the first day of the Kuhuna, meaning the Aaron HaKohanim, where their Moshe before was only doing the Miluim, now is the real full-fledged Kuhuna. Rishon LaAvoda, the first day of the bringing the Korban Tamid. And recently, Yeridas Ha'esh, the first day when the fire came out and accepted the and went on the mizbeach. But it's Ha'esh Neshem Tochal Mizbeach. The pasuk says Rishon Achilas Kachim, the first day of eating the Kachim in the Beis Hamikdash. Rishon Lishkon Shechina, first day Shechina coming down to the Mikdash the Mishkan back then. And then Rishon Varech Hashanah, the first day of the Kohanim did Birkas Kohanim. Rishon Yisra Bamos, the first day was Aser to do Bamos because they now had the Mishkan. And Rishon Lachadashim, the first day of the months of the new year. And the Gemara now says, the Braisa was telling us the first of Nisan, the second fell on a Sunday. So the Gemara wants to develop the proof. The Gemara says, the Nisan, the high Shait, the Chad B'Shabbos. Now, since we know that the beginning of the month of Nisan that year was on a Sunday, the Shtake B'Revi B'Shabbos, the first, it must be that the first of Nisan the previous year was going to be 4 days before then on a Wednesday. How do you get that? The Gemara now quotes the Braisa to get to that. The sign of the Braisa tells us, Achirim Omrim, the Achirim tell us that when it comes to the days of the week, we're concerned in Bin Atzeres La Atzeres. There's going to be no difference from Shavuos this year and Shavuos from the last year, but in Bin Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah this year and Rosh Hashanah last year, and Rosh Hashanah from the previous year, Ela Arba Yavim Bilvan, except for 4 days. How do you get to this cheshbon of 4 days? Because in a Jewish calendar, which we mentioned before, there are 354 days in a lunar year. So if you divide that by 7, there's going to be a remainder of 4. And this Tana holds that we're going to have 4 days always going to be, if you divide that by 4, you're going to have 4 extra days, so you're going to always have 4 days beforehand. So now, this would again only hold true if the months are following their usual pattern of the full 30 days and the 29 days. So therefore, there's going to be a mix of the 6 full and 6 chaser. Male versus chaser, we mentioned before. So now the Gemara is assuming that he would always hold that you go after this rule of having 40. Of having 4 days previously. So now the Gemara says, so, and if it was a Shomer Beres, and if the year was a leap year, you would have 5 days, because in the leap year, the second month of Adar was added, and this month was always Chaser, Rashi points out, it's only going to be 29 days long. 29, if you divide that by 7, is going to be added by 1, so therefore you're going to add one more day, you're going to have 5 days. So the Nemara now says, Havelei Reish Yarcha B'dir Ma'ale Shabzah. So what comes out, month of Ir was on a Friday, because you do the Cheshbon of Nisan always being 30 days long. V'Reish Yarcha D'Sivan Shabbosan. And the month of Sivan is going to be, was a Shabbos. Kasha bin Rabbis, and then it would apply that it was a month of Rosh Chodesh was on Nisan. That's not like Rabbi Yossi held it was a Sunday, and Rabbanan held that it was a Monday. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Shiva Chaser and Avos. It must be that year they made 7 months of 29 days, as opposed to 6, and according to him, you'd get to the Cheshbon on Sunday, and then according to Rabbanan, Chai Chaserim Avod, that according to Rabbanan, it was going to be 8 Chaserim, and therefore you'd get to the Cheshbon of Monday, and therefore it'd fall out on a Monday, so Mirtz Hashem will pick up with Tashma, Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.